All right, this is Jonathan Stout from the Campus 5, and you're listening to CKMS 100.3. My man David Tren. Take it away, Pops. We'll be right back.
Good evening. Welcome, listeners, to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. My name is David Trin. I'm your host this evening. And welcome to episode number 68. And today is Thursday, October 18th, 2012. And I'm very happy to be on the air this evening, Thursday evening, here at the CKMS radio station at the new location on King Street North here. So I would want to say hello to everybody in Waterloo and also to everyone else who's listening across the world and also down to some of my friends in the U.S. this evening. We're going to keep the music rolling, but stay tuned for the rest of the show. We have some special guests and, of course, my featured guest this evening, Kevin Minns, who will be on the air just a little bit half past 10 this evening.
Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg here. And you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
Stars breaking on down. Vitamins A, B, and D. But spinach never appealed to me. But one day while having dinner with a guy, I decided to give it a try. I didn't like it the first time. It was so new to me. like it the first time. I was so young, you see. I used to run away from the stuff, but now somehow I can't get enough. I didn't like it the first time. Oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time. I had it on a date. Although the first was the worst time, right now I think it's great. Somehow it's always hitting the spot, especially when they bring it in hot. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. Stuff on the shelf, 'cause now I make a pig myself. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. Just 16. I didn't like it the first time. Yes, I was mighty green. But I stocked up, 'cause I've gotten wise. I got enough for 24 guys. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, but oh, how it grew on me.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at ShadyNook.ca.
And welcome back, CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And you're listening to the Swingin' Blues radio show, and thank you very much for tuning in this evening. So we're half past the hour here, and I wanted to take a few minutes here to talk about some of the local news that's happening in Kitchener-Waterloo. For those who are out and away from town, I'm sure this is a great source to find out what's going on in the KW area. This upcoming Thursday, October 18th, the University Swing Club is having their monthly swing and blues dance at Frat Burger. That starts at 9 p.m. and goes to about 11 p.m., 247 King Street North in Waterloo, and it is encouraged that you purchase a drink or something to eat to support the venue so that they continue to welcome swing dancers back each and every month for swing and blues dancing. New classes start at Hepcats on November 1st, 2012. And that's Lindy Hop, Charleston, Balboa Blues, and West Coast Swing. And you can sign up for any of those. They're 6 weeks, and they run for 1 hour per class. And this particular session, the scholarships are available, so be sure to speak to one of the instructors to find out how to apply and see if you qualify for a dance lesson scholarship. So that's really exciting. www.hepcathoppers.ca is where you'll find that information. This upcoming Sunday, October 21st, 2012, at 3:30, the Solo Vintage Jazz Workshop, where we will be styling the Shim Sham. Amanda Bell and Julianne Desrochers will be teaching that, and they'll be showing you variations, rhythm variations, and styling techniques for both leads and follow. Actually, I'm going to be there too. That's what I'm being told right now. That's at Hepcats, 42 Herb Street East in Waterloo. The Jazz Room, located at the Hoother Hotel in Uptown Waterloo, is operated by the Grand River Jazz Society. And this Friday, October 19th, the Big Band Theory will be playing. And on Saturday, October 20th, Zach Brock and the Phil Markowitz Quartet will be playing. www.kwjazzroom.com is where you'll find information about future listings. On Saturdays, the KW Dixieland Jazz Club plays at the Royal Canadian Legion at 19 Regina Street South in Waterloo. And this October 20th, the Bourbon Street Buskers will be playing for listeners in the area. www.kwdixie.com. And later in November, the Waterloo West Coast Swing Group will be having their monthly dance party on Saturday, November 17th, between 8 o'clock and midnight. And they've changed their format. They are having an intermediate West Coast swing dance lesson at 8 o'clock, followed by an introductory dance lesson at 8:30. And that's all within the West Coast swing genre. That's being held at Hepcats, 42 Herb Street East in Waterloo. And the general admission is $10 and $8 for students. You can find more information at www.waterloowestcoastswing.ca. And that's about what we got here going on in Waterloo for the next little bit. I know there's a couple of exchanges coming up out in Pittsburgh, and I know that there's a car going down. So we'll cover some of that in the national news and the listings there. But before I continue on, I want to take a moment to let everybody know, the listeners know, that we have a very special guest who is making himself available on the telephone, and he'll be coming in all the way from El Paso, Texas this evening. And his name is Kevin Minns, and Kevin Minns is the son of Al Minns, the late Lindy Hopper, back in the 1930s. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Al Minns a call and, Kevin Minns a call and see if I can get him on the telephone line. And we're just going to have a quick interview and talk about some of the things that he would know about Al Minns and little bit how he feels about all this swing dance thing. He calls it the Lindy Hop Nation. It's really great. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to call Kevin and see if we can get him on the line for this featured interview this evening on the Swing and Blues radio show. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You're on the Swing and Blues radio show right here on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. You're live on air at the moment, and the listeners are really excited to hear from you.
Wonderful.
And get to know you a little bit better, too.
Okay.
So we're hoping to have this featured section of the radio show this evening where we will cover just a couple of things. First of all, you know, a little bit about yourself and then about your father, Al Minns, and some of your current experiences within the Lindy Hop Nation.
Okay, great. Well, my name is Kevin Minns. I'm the son of Al Minns, the baby. And I basically grew up all my life in New York City. I spent 20 years in the United States Air Force. I separated in 1996, worked in the civilian world for a while, decided to enter college in 2001, 2002. Finally got my bachelor degree from Arizona State University in Women and Gender Studies. So that was in 2011. And I'm currently living in El Paso, Texas, and looking for employment.
Right. And you also have children, too.
Yes, I have two sons. One is Sir Alexander Minns, who is currently serving in the Middle East, and I'm looking forward to him coming home in December, healthy and safe. And I have another son, Kevin Gregory Minns, who lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right. And from my understanding, Al Minns has more than one son. He also has daughters, too.
Yeah, I have, he has, there's my sister Tony, my other sister Denise, my older brother Albert, and then there's me. And I have two other half-sisters, Rachel Minns and Melody Minns, who are alive and well. So, yeah, and recently I was introduced to the, you know, Lindy Hop Nation 5 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
I never knew that my father had this impact or that he had this many people impacted by him in dancing all over the world with Al Minns, Leon James.
Right. So what we're going to do is we'll back up. For some of the listeners who are new and who aren't familiar with Al Minns and Leon James, let's give a little bit of history on Al Minns himself back in the 30s with the Whitey's Lindy Hopper.
Yeah, he was a dancer with Whitey's Lindy Hoppers. And, you know, he basically, as a young man, he was in a play with Bill Bojangles Robinson, which I didn't find out until last week when I saw one of his last interviews. He never talked about it. And he won a contest at the Harvest Moon Ball, I believe it is.
Yep.
And Whitey saw him win the contest and recruited him for Whitey's Lindy Hoppers, where he then toured with them and with Leon James. And he was always at the Savoy anyway. They knew about him. So that's what he was. He was a tremendous dancer. When the war started, he went in, served his country, and came back out. And he and Leon continued to do the dancing that they loved so much throughout the years until they could not dance anymore.
That's right, yep. So that's a little bit about Al Minns, and I'm sure there's a lot more, and then we can talk a little bit more about Al Minns and his contribution to books and to research and to just the entire jazz dance curriculum itself. Well, not even curriculum, just jazz dance overall,
sure.
Yeah. What do you think was one of his most significant impact in the jazz dance era?
Well, from looking at just the last 5 weeks of what he did, that Charleston is very unique, I think. I think that's a significant contribution for him. I think he and Leon doing the Shim Sham together is just an incredible contribution. And it's very hard for me to say what stands out the most, because every video I see of my father and Leon James, they are in a state of absolute joy. So they're enjoying what they're doing. So for me, I think that's his contribution. He just wants people to look at what he did and embrace that joy of dancing.
Right, right. So I'm just going to, I mean, there's so much to ask you, and I'm just trying to stay somewhat structured here, because I know that, when we talked last night, we talked for a good 90 minutes and just to prepare for this.
Sure.
I just want to backtrack a little bit too. I mean, up to, you said, this is new to you. This is like, 5 weeks old. How did you get discovered? Like, who was it that that found you, and, how did that all come about?
Hollywood couldn't have written a better script, man. What happened was, I was on Google, and I was searching for information on my dad and my son and just seeing what was out there. And I see this blog about Al Mintz, and I go to the site and I write to the person and I say, hey, nice blog. Do you have any film on my dad? And the person writes me back and says, go to YouTube. There's your dad's on YouTube, and I thought to myself, okay, maybe Hell's a Poppin', which I heard about. That's what I expected to find. And I put in Al Mintz, Leon James, and all this information starts coming up of videos that I had never seen before in my life. And I started making comments on videos, telling people, wow, this is an amazing experience. Look, way to go, Pop. And thank you for making your positive comments about Al Mintz and Leon James. And in this one particular video, I made a very strong comment about how much I appreciated him posting the video clip. I don't know which one it was, but it really touched me. Well, it turns out this person is Michael Thibault of Groove Juice Swing in Rochester, New York. So I get an email from him saying, hi, I'm Michael. You're Al Mintz's son? And I email him back, yeah. And he says, your father's affected me so much. I want to interview you. Can we talk? Is that okay? And I'm thinking, what is going on here? I said, sure. And we made an arrangement to talk on Skype. And we're talking, and I'm connecting to this guy, and I'm blown away about how much he really appreciates the art of dancing. And he says to me, can you come to Rochester? And before I could even think about it, I said, sure, I'll come. He said, we'll take care of everything. And what's unique about this is the video that Michael posted. He posted 6 years ago. So he was shocked to see a response. No one had been responding to the video. I was the only one. So he was shocked. So after that, I come to meet Michael in Rochester,
when Stephen Mitchell and Virginie Jansen came to do their annual Stephen and Virginie weekend workshop in Rochester.
Exactly. And, I get picked up at the airport. I walk in and I see this poster of my father, Al Mintz, Savoy legend. And I'm just knocked off. I'm like, I can't really believe this is happening. And everybody who I met, they were so gracious and so appreciative of Al Mintz, of Leon James, and what they contributed to music and the dance. And I just didn't know how to deal with it. It was overwhelmingly unconditional joy and love for the art my father practiced. So, I'm there, man. And for the time I was there, I just had a very surreal experience of overwhelming joy. I was learning how to dance. I can't dance worth a lick. Just let your listeners know. I am an embarrassment to Al Mintz's legacy. Do not think I can dance. I'm terrible. It was embarrassing.
I know it's in you.
I keep hearing that, and I keep waiting for it to happen. But, if they have video footage of me trying to dance, it should be on Saturday Night Live, because it's terrible. But I didn't. I didn't step on anybody's feet, and everybody was very cordial and patient with me. And I had fun, and that's all they wanted me to do is have fun. And when the night came, David, and the band started playing, and the dancers got on the floor, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know, I was seeing people dancing with this tremendous amount of joy, this tremendous amount of rhythm, this excitement just to dance. And they were looking good. I saw young people. I saw old people. I saw no gender lines. I saw no color lines. And I'm just understanding now what my father meant about the joy of dancing, just dancing, you know, just dancing the Lindy Hop, just to be able to coordinate with another person. And I was excited watching this, and I was invigorated. I had been up since like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I should have been tired. And I'm watching all this energy, and I'm feeding off the band.
And the band that evening
was Gordon Webster, man.
What do you think of him?
I bought his CD as soon as I got back. I went online and said, get me that CD. I'm still waiting on it, you know, but that dude is like, he's the bomb. That dude is just incredible, man. The entire set, you know, he just has this way of keeping it going. And you just can't be unhappy. You can't be unhappy listening to G. Gordon Webster and swinging, you know, and that's what impressed me. You know, I was engulfed in this unconditional joy. You know, I was watching people who had a communion, you know, with the groove and a covenant with swing. And it was just, I was just, my mind was blown. I said, man, this is just incredible. This is incredible. And I thought to myself, how many people, you know, don't have this opportunity, who are so conditioned to the 9 to 5 and come home and watch TV? Instead of doing that, I thought, what would happen if someone knew about these scenes all over the country? All it would take is one visit to experience what I have experienced. And you would find this joy. You would stop watching TV so much. You know, it's like, I feel that what you and every person in every scene is doing is invigorating. And I'm new to it. I'm green to it. I admit that, but I'm not naive. I'm not gullible, you know? And what I see happening is, I just want to tell people, you got to swing. I go to the gym, David, and I see older people who are retired with no time. They have nothing to do, and they're pumping iron, and it's being done incorrectly. And I've been lifting weights since age 13, and I know I can look at a body and tell, you've never lifted a weight in your life. You're going to hurt yourself, you know? And I wish there was a scene here in El Paso that I can tell them, look, you got to go here. You got to check this place out. This is what you're looking for. You don't want to be in this gym, because you're not going to get the joy, and you're not going to get the invigoration that you're looking for. That's how passionate I am right now about the Lindy Hop Nation. I've been so touched by what I've seen. I know I may sound a little weird to your listeners, because most of you go out all the time. It's something you do, you know, and I know you experience the joy, but I'm just telling you, you're special people. You have a special gift, you know, and I would just encourage you, man, that tell people about what you do, because we're hungry for it. People are hungry for joy. And you can't be unhappy swinging. It's impossible. It's impossible. Trust me. I've been angry for 55 years. And that 3-day weekend, I'm not angry anymore. You know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know if I answered your question, David.
Oh, yeah, you totally did. Yeah, actually, you answered probably the next 3 questions, too, all in that, in that section. That's great. That's great. In terms of being green, what you're describing is what every Lindy Hopper first set foot onto the dance floor at a social dance or even a class. They feel exactly the same way as you just described it there. Some of them are not able to verbalize it like the way you do, but but I know they feel it. And they come back week after week, you know, taking more classes and asking more questions and watching YouTube videos and seeing the greats out there, you know, back in the 30s and 40s. And even today with the international pros out there passing this this art on to them and through weekend workshops like the one that you attended, like, you know, Stephen Mitchell and Virginie Jensen.
Right.
So, you know, what you describe is totally bang on. I'm sure that every single Lindy Hopper who first started out doing this felt the exact same way. And I know they haven't forgotten what it felt like. I know that some of them, you know, do this day in and day out. And sometimes they're like, okay, you know, why do I do this? And then when they see a new dancer or they hear you on the air like this, they get really, really excited. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it feels like. So you're totally spot on.
Okay.
Spot on.
Okay.
Yes. Well, what about your siblings, your sons? I mean, have you talked to them about this at all?
They just found out themselves. My son is like totally blown away. He knew about my father dancing, and my sister Denise, who has a nephew who has his own dance studio in Los Angeles and dances with the renowned Debbie Allen, he knew, but they did not know. They did not know the impact, the worldwide impact. When Michael T. of Groove Juice Swing sent me the post of a ad from Seoul, Korea, Al Mins, Leon James, Jive Shim Sham, my sister looked at that and she had the same experience and same expression I had. Wow. My son said, wow. My son has a friend who saw it and said to him in the Middle East, man, how come you didn't tell me your dad's dad swung? He said, I love that music, man. He said, you and I got to get back and we got to go to Rochester, man. We got to learn this. He said, my first name is James. Your name is Mins. We need to do Mins and James again, man. We need to do that. And it's like, he's excited. I'm saying, wow, man. And this dude, James, my son is like, okay, James, when we get back, my dad will connect you to these people. And James is about 6'2". He's an army specialist. And I never knew he had a passion for swing. And now he's like, I can't wait to get back. And he and my son are like the best of friends, you know. So that's how it's impacted my immediate family. Tony, now we've connected. I wanted to tell you, we have found the daughters and sons of Leon James. And we are talking to them right now. Today was my first day talking with Nina James. She can Lindy. All of Leon's kids can Lindy. And she wants to meet and talk with everyone in the Lindy Hop Nation. She's excited. She just got a Facebook friend from Stephen Mitchell. And this is so important for Mr. Mitchell because when he came to New York, he was looking for Leon James. But he passed away. And they eventually led to my father. But his passion was to meet Leon James because I guess Leon had this split that he did, and he went across the floor, and he just had this thing that nobody's been able to do, you know? So I told Mr. Mitchell, I said, man, you're going to complete the journey, man. You know, you're going to meet his daughter, and you'll have some completion, you know? And all this has happened, David, in the last couple of hours.
Wow. You
know? And when I talked to Nina, she said, Kevin, did they tell you how I found you? I said, no. She said, my sister Susan has been watching these videos for 6 years. Remember I told you that Michael posted something 6 years ago?
That's right.
So she says, for 6 years, my sister has been looking at the videos of our father. And she finally found one with your name and a comment. And she calls me up and says, this is Kevin Mins. This is Al's son. We got to find him. Well, they eventually found a guy named Jordan. I don't know his name right now, but I met him. I bonded with this guy, Jordan, over the weekend. I mean, we became buds. We were like talking. And the video that she found was posted by him. And he said, sure, I know Kevin Mims. I'll connect you with him. And he sent me an email. I got him. He was so excited, David. He sent me 2 emails in a row. I got him. Here's her email site. So he was pumped. So when I talked to Nina, we both start crying. We're crying on the phone because it's been so long. And we love our fathers. And I'm sorry, man.
That's all right. Take your time. Yep.
And I told her, I said, you've got to come into this Lindy Hop Nation, Nina. You've got to see, you've got to experience what I've experienced. You know, it's beautiful to see people love my dad and love Leon. And it makes me know now they will never be forgotten. And that's overwhelming. So I told her to be prepared. I said, you may think you're on an emotional roller coaster now. I said, but when you get there and the fact that you can Lindy, I said, you need to be prepared. I said, it's coming, you know, and it already has started. She's getting Facebook friends and that's the way it happened for me. And you think, okay, well, I got 5 today and that's it. No, it's, I went from 7 friends to like 91 friends in 2 days. It was out. It was crazy. Crazy.
All within the Lindy Hop world,
within the Lindy Hop Nation. It was amazing. I read their posts, and they make such positive posts about their life experience. You know, they're not toxic, man. They don't put, like, you know, screw the world. It's all about focus. It's all about staying focused in your daily life, you know, and vibing correctly, you know. And That's an amazing, amazing gift. And I know it's because there is no disconnect from the joy of dancing to the joy that spills over in your daily life. You know, I just can't see that. I saw no angry faces for 3 days. And
that,
for me,
that experience at the dance probably blew you away.
Totally blown me away. David, it encouraged me. I there's a poem I was working on for about 10 years. And every time I would write, I would get to a certain level. And I felt it's incomplete. And I didn't know how to complete it. I'm on the plane back to El Paso. And all these lines start coming in my head to complete the poem. And I realized the poem was about the Lindy Hop Nation and my experience in Rochester. Now, I don't mean to go in the Twilight Zone, and I don't know if there are people who write, but it's a creative process, and Stephen King says he doesn't know how the hell it works, so I don't know. But as I'm hearing the lines to put on paper, you know, I say to my muse, I said, where's this coming from? How could you give me a poem years ago that's completed now? And the muse said, because it comes from a place, what is it, the line? It comes from a place where the future is your memory. And I was like, okay, whatever. But that's what happened to me. I sent the poem to Groove Juice Swing. I explained to them, this is my poem to show you what happened to me, what you gave to me. I gave an individual poem to one of the Groove Juice Swing members who was there for me. I mean, she had my back. She was so concerned with her joy that she was so concerned that I have joy, David. I caught her watching me all through the event. And when we were partnering up, she would say, don't give up. Don't give up. It's going to be okay. You're doing okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That kind of concern. The same concern you had when your student didn't show up.
Yeah.
See, us folks ain't used to that. We're not used to people caring, actually caring about me. So I'm blown away by the entire Swing Nation. It's an incredible experience that I needed. I told them when I left, I said, thank you for revitalizing my life to pursue my American dream. And I feel that way. I don't know what's coming. I'm one of the unemployed in America. But I know, because of my connection to Swing and the fact that I want to dance now, good things are going to happen. And David, I have practiced every religion you can think of to find happiness. And I have never experienced the kind of joy I have for 3 days. And I've done it all. The meditation, the fasting, the whole nine yards. There is something special that you and every scene has. And I'm not ignorant. I know there's human factors where you have relationship troubles. I get it. But when you're on that dance floor, your life conditions are high. And when people are coming in there for the first time, when they see it, I'm telling you, it affects us and we want more.
So in the future, I think you already answered your own question there. I was going to ask you, you know, what's to come? You're gonna do some more dance lessons. You're going to meet a whole whack load of people. I have a feeling you're going to be traveling quite a bit, Kevin.
I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know. I don't know where this is going. For me, I've ordered, when I get paid, I'm going to order Stephen Mitchell and Virginie's CD on how to dance. And right. I'm going to study that, you know, and I want to come back to Rochester and be able to dance. I my goal is that my family and the James family could be at Rochester when Stephen Mitchell and Virginie come back. And I want to be able to swing and have a greater time than I had before. But what I mean by as far as what's next, I'm talking about as far as my life. I don't know what's next as far as gainful employment and stability, but it's going to be good. Something's about to happen, you know, and I'm just in a different space, David. I can't explain it. And it's all because